Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Radio Entrepreneurs, and today I'm here with Stefan Borelowitz of Travel Tripper. He's a Vice President with Travel Tripper. I've known Stefan for many years, worked on several projects with Stefan over the years, and I'm delighted to have that Stefan could be in here today to talk about what he's doing now and how he got to this point. Stefan's an expert in digital marketing and website design, and that's where I got to know Stefan many years ago. So welcome, Stefan.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be here with you.
What are you doing now at Travel Tripper, and how did this come about?
It's kind of a funny story. First of all, I mean, just in terms of what I'm doing, I'm in charge of the web and digital marketing business over there. Mm-hmm. So Travel Tripper is in the hotel vertical. But what we do is three things. The origin of the company is reservation systems for hotels. So we do actually the booking engines and all of the pricing and availability and distribution of hotel inventory. So if you ran the Alex Regency Hotel, we would distribute your inventory to everyone from call center to you name it.
Hotels.com and...
Yeah, to online travel agencies like Expedia and Booking.com, etc. So that company expanded into web and digital. Mm-hmm. They were actually a customer of my last company, which was called Blue Train. Mm-hmm. And we sold the rights to our software to Travel Tripper, our customer. And I came on board to run their web and digital marketing business.
As I remember, Blue Train was really focused on mobile websites and mobile experience.
That's right, yeah. So it went through a couple evolutions. We started... And it's kind of funny, people a few years ago were talking about mobile first, particularly mm-hmm. related to design. We were really a mobile first company in that regard. Blue Train started as a company focused on addressing web business through mobile browsing, through the mobile web. But we later expanded the vision really to multi-channel marketing on the web, meaning... We know today that having websites that work seamlessly over any device is incredibly important, and that typical buying flows have multiple touch points across different devices. People use different devices for different parts of a buying cycle, from information snacking on their phone to more transactional interactions may cross different devices. So that was the original, that was the reason for expanding Blue Train's vision into a more multi-channel web marketing platform.
Now that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, just to you asking about Travel Tripper, I think one of the things that's interesting about this transition to Travel Tripper is we were able to see the vision at Blue Train through. Mm-hmm. We had a customer, and which is my current employer, where the need for this multi-channel marketing was really critical, and I think the hotel industry is no exception to many of the industries that your listeners are involved in, where websites are increasingly transactional and have to address audiences that are interacting on multiple devices. So that was a good fit.
That makes sense. How have you adjusted yourself personally to being an entrepreneur to being an employee?
It's a very good question. And I have to say that I am incredibly happy with where I am right now. I think I enjoyed running my own business. I think it's been really fun and exciting for me to see an entrepreneurial vision attach itself to an established company and use it as a launching point to realize that entrepreneurial vision. So in many respects, I would say it's an extension of being an entrepreneur, being able to sell your technology, join a company, and then see your technology go to the market at a larger scale and with capital that's provided by that company. So it's been really fun. I have to say, kind of funny story is that I spoke to my wife about it, and we were talking about this transition, and a few friends as well as my wife had asked me, are you going to be happy, working for someone else? You've been working for yourself for a long time. Mm-hmm. instinctively, I thought, yes. You know, to me, it's the entrepreneurial journey. I think there are many entrepreneurs who work for established companies. Mm-hmm. I don't think that the core of what it means to be an entrepreneur means that you are running your own company, that you're the boss responsible for finance and HR and operations and product vision. I think that it's there are many, many entrepreneurs who do exactly what I do, which is whether or not we previously ran businesses, we are running businesses within established companies.
That makes sense. Totally understand that.
Yeah.
So did you take your team with you from Blue Train to Travel Tripper?
So we took some core folks over, but mm-hmm. Travel Tripper did have an established engineering team. I have a key technical collaborator with whom I've worked at three different mm-hmm. companies, and I'm continuing to work with him now. So that's been really exciting for me to see that continuity and to have a relationship with someone that I really trust. That has been a nice, continual, element throughout the transition.
Are there plans for a Travel Tripper to take the technology that you developed and bring it outside as a offering to others? Is it really for their internal use?
Well, it is publicly available within the hotel vertical industry.
Oh, interesting.
We took the core platform, which is a platform for website development, which is much more advanced than what's available in the market in general. I sort of describe it as Squarespace for the enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
It is a highly scalable cloud-based web platform. And we brought it to Travel Tripper, started a web business from scratch. We're now launching a website every 2.5 days mm-hmm. on the platform. Very high quality websites built incredibly fast. And so we are, that product is made available within the hotel market.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I understand now.
Yes. Yeah. The other thing is, and I think this is a general rule, which I think is also possibly kind of a lesson learned that might be of interest to the listeners, which is, I think it's fair to say that marketing is becoming more vertically specialized. It's not to say that there aren't lessons or technologies that you can apply generally across different verticals. But I think in general, if you look at almost any vertical and you look at the marketing tools and technologies that are used, whether they're digital marketing technologies or web technologies, I think in general, you'll see a trend, which is that there's greater and greater vertical specialization. So we took a horizontal technology and we have enhanced it by adding vertically specialized capability. I'll give you one example just to make it tangible. Hotel websites need to do things like integrate with rates and availability. If you go to a hotel website, you want to see more than just pretty pictures. You want to see what is tonight's rate. You want to see how does the price on this hotel website compare to other prices I might pay. So that's an example of vertical specific context to that buyer and audience. And I think you'll find almost in any industry that the days of applying just a general marketing process or technology are kind of ending, and you're seeing more vertical specialized.
That's tools. Interesting. You know, some people will say that there are all these specialized social media tools that you're focused on. If you're doing something on Twitter, you're doing some best practices on Facebook marketing. Those seem like they are still sort of horizontally based in mm-hmm. terms of how you would focus them. So trying to reconcile that with making them more vertical, specialized. So, there's audience targeting and things like that that you can do on Facebook and LinkedIn or wherever. How does that, do you see that kind of vertical marketing and sort of social media fitting together?
It's a really good question. So we're about to tackle social media. So the digital businesses that I'm focused on are, you could say at a high level, are oriented around digital marketing and web. Mm-hmm. as you break it down, we're in email marketing, we're in website development, we're in digital advertising, including PPC, display, you know, so we're in blogging and inbound content marketing. Mm-hmm. Social is an area that we're going to be expanding in, and we're in a research phase now. I mean, generally speaking, I would say that what we're seeing in terms of particularly tools and technologies used in marketing is an expansion and a greater sophistication both horizontally and vertically. In the areas where you can build vertical, a greater vertical specialization, I think you have, you build greater competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. So as it applies to social media tools, of course, using the best and greatest tools is extremely useful. It, as you apply it to any particular vertical, the more you can address the particular needs of the buyer in context, mm-hmm. using tools and technology, you will undoubtedly have an advantage. For example, if we were to look at social media marketing in hotels, we would similarly want to see, well, what does a room cost at this hotel, or how does it compare with what booking.com is offering?
Right. No, that's really great stuff. Well, I think we're running out of time, Stefan, okay. Believe it or not. So if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
So, I mean, they are welcome to get in touch through LinkedIn. It's probably the best place to reach me. Also Stefan@traveltripper.com is a good place to reach me as well.
Great. Will you come back and see us again sometime, since we barely scratched the surface on this subject?
Sure thing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Stefan.
Okay.